Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a column about the Kennedy Block in downtown Aurelia, published February 1. I read with interest the Aurelia Museum of Art and History column about the Kennedy Block building. To add a little more history, the building was home to the YMCA prior to construction of the building across from the post office. Before his death, G.A. Skid Watson, 1896-1984, wrote a memoir in collaboration with Don Jenkins about his association with the Y, his life growing up in Aurelia and serving overseas during the First World War. According to Skid, and he would know, the Aurelia YMCA received its first charter in 1869. Skid's first recollection of participating in Y activities was in the building recently lost to fire. He recalled walking up the long stairway to the games and reading rooms and that under the staircase was a liquor store. He mentions playing games and that the most popular reading room material was the London Illustrated News. Due to the lack of a gymnasium, in 1895, a group of community leaders, Hale, Tudhope, Thompson, Frost, Long and others, spearheaded the drive to construct a dedicated YMCA building. The new Old Y was opened by Lieutenant Gov. Sir William Mortimer Clark on September 30, 1907, Pat Thor, Aurelia.